Shavua Tov, everybody, and welcome to Parashat Lech Lecha. I'd like to begin with a small exercise, and I'm warning you, this is a bit of a heavy exercise. I'd like you to imagine a conversation with your future self, taking his or her last breaths. I want you to think, what questions would you want to ask that person? And I'm assuming that one of the amazing themes that would be really stringing through our thought process as we do this exercise is theme of legacy, maybe a theme of the accomplishments that we want to have in life. So, you know, looking at life in this kind of a way really is beneficial towards growing and towards becoming the best person we could be. Carol Dweck, in her book Mindset, she says the following: talent is not passed down in the genes. It's passed down in the mindset. And she explains, people with a fixed mindset believe that talent is everything. If they're not gifted with the ability to do something, they think they're doomed to be a failure. Their skills seem to be written down in their genes, just like their looks, which is, by the way, why they never really try to improve in anything that they're really not naturally gifted in. And to contrast that, you have people with the opposite approach. They have what she calls a growth mindset, and they believe that whatever they want to achieve is theirs for the taking, so long as they work hard for it, dedicate themselves to their goal, and practice as much as they can. I think really this is what made Abraham Avinu such an amazing person. He adopted a growth mindset in life. Well, famously, we all know Abraham Avinu as the iconoclast. He's the quintessential breaker of idols. But it's very curious. According to the text, not only is that Midrash not mentioned, but it's really a lot more nuanced than that. And I would say, in a sense, the text is even almost, in a way, opposite to what the Midrash is saying. In the text, it's clear from last week's parasha that Terach began the journey to Canaan. It even says, "Vayetziu lalechet arza Canaan, vayavo ad Haran, vayeshvu sham." And now this week, Abraham goes on that exact same journey, and it says the same phrase, "Vayetziu lalechet arza Canaan, vayavo arza Canaan." Except the difference was that Abraham made it. So I might say to myself, well, you know, Abraham was really just the guy that follows in his father's footsteps. But the amazing thing really lies in the following. And that is that Terach did not settle in Haran out of an inability to get to Canaan. He chose to settle in Haran with another 60 years left in his life. And amazingly, this is something I never noticed until last year, Abraham's father Terach was still alive when Abraham left him. It's not that Abraham got the Lech Lecha message after his father died, as it might seem from reading the text, but if you calculate the ages, Terach was 70 when he had Avram, and Avram was 75 when he left, and Terach died at age 205. So if you calculate that, Terach was really 145. He was still alive for another 60 years before Abraham had to leave. So the amazing thing that you could glean from this is the ability to use your tradition to guide the progress that you make. When it comes to progress in life, don't try to just completely go against everybody, but use the amazing accomplishments of your forefathers to go the extra mile that they were too afraid to make. Take that extra risk that they couldn't really take. And if you're able to do that, you'll really make them proud. They might not realize it right then and there, but really, you will be accomplishing the next step in the amazing link till Ma'aseh Bereshit. And you know something, this past week, I added something to my morning routine that really has completely changed my day. And that is daily motivation. You know, when I'm brushing my teeth in the morning, instead of listening to music now, I listen to daily motivational speeches. And an amazing thing happened. I started getting motivated from these motivational speeches. And I could not help myself but think about some of these ideas in connection with Abraham and as a meditation about Abraham Avinu. The first one, listen to the voice of God within yourself. Cultivate your own Lech Lecha moment. Isn't that an amazing thing? Realize that every one of us, not just Abraham, according to Philo of Alexandria, the Lech Lecha message is really not only something for Abraham Avinu, it's something that every single person seeking out God, seeking out a better world, that's what everybody's hearing, is a Lech Lecha within themselves. The next thing, leave behind unhealthy people and unhealthy habits. And instead, build positive daily habits, learn more, eat better, exercise, meditate, and play well. These are all these ideas that are coming forth from these beautiful speeches. Find something that motivates you every single day. I could attest to this. I look forward every single day now to getting out of bed. I can't wait for it because I know that my morning routine is so jam-packed with things I'm looking forward to. I get up, I shower, I listen to the motivational stuff, I do some push-ups, I meditate, I pray, I eat delicious, healthy food. When you build your day around healthy habits, there's only success waiting for you at the end of that day. Many people tell me, you know, that they're motivated from these kinds of speeches or from maybe even from my own speeches for maybe 5 minutes, but then really nothing happens. Well, what did you expect? A genie in a bottle? You get out of the meditation and the motivation what you put in. So I want you to set clear goals for yourself and allow the motivation to fuel the goals that you've set from beforehand. You need a place that you're getting to. You need a navigation system if you want to really get to your destination. Stop internalizing the limited thinking of others. You will never create real change unless you're willing, like Avraham Avinu, to be different than everybody else around you. And when you encounter challenges, which you surely will, allow those challenges to form you into the person that you must become. When you see your challenges as formative in your life rather than things that are keeping you down, you will surely allow your mindset to be one of a successful person. That's what it means to have a growth mindset. And you know, my own experience running in Ma'ale Adumim, when I spent my year in Israel, I would go on this beautiful run almost every day in this really amazing path in Ma'ale Adumim. And a very interesting thing would happen to me when I would reach the last kilometer. I'll never forget, it would be 4.5 kilometers that I would be running. And when I would reach the 3.5 kilometer mark, I would start to hear two different voices in my head. One voice would be saying, "Mike, just stop. It's hurting too much. Just start walking. Take it easy. You ran so much already. Just stop running." And that was the loser voice within myself. But the winner voice, there was another winner voice. There was another voice in my head. And that voice said, "Mike, keep going. You got this. Let's make it to the finish line." So I want to encourage you, when you run into the winner and the loser within yourself, those two voices, make sure you listen to the winner. Because at the end of the day, you can choose to live in the pain of the past, or you could realize that it's really just in the past. And you could use that pain and those challenges and those struggles to drive your future growth forward. You can remember what you used to be and now what you are becoming. And I can assure you, things will not work out how you planned. Never will they. According to Murphy's Law, certainly not. But rather, things will work out perfectly for the evolution of your soul. It all depends on the mindset that you take towards the struggles that you go through. And at the end of the day, God is in the process. And I want you to have faith in that process. Think about Avraham Avinu during Akedat Yitzhak. It's one of the most difficult things Avraham Avinu or any human being would ever have to do. And how did he get through it? How did he get through that challenge and many of the other challenges he had to go through? He did it by having faith in the process and living in the process. We can't predict the future. We'll never know what's going to be in a few days from now, in a year from now. Abraham Avinu could have had every promise from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and yet he decided he's just going to live in the process. He's going to maintain his loyalty to his God and to his son. And he knows that his steps will lead him towards a good path. He doesn't really know at the moment, but he's sure at that moment that things will turn out well for him. The world needs you to be the best person you could be. We never realize the butterfly effect that our actions have in the world. There's no way that Avraham Avinu could have realized what his legacy would mean today. And you know what? If you believe that all of this is an accident, that all of life is really just meaningless, then you know something? It will be meaningless. Only you determine what becomes of your life. It's all about your personal mindset. Only you determine it. Not God, not your parents, but you. Great moments are born of great opportunity. The command of Lech Lecha was not only a command to Avraham Avinu, but it was a command to every descendant of Avraham Avinu until the end of time. The hardest prison to escape is the prison of your own mind. And that's why mindset is so important. When you find yourself doubting your abilities, think back to that conversational exercise we did in the beginning with your future self and refuse to let them down. And the key and the secret to immense success in life lies in your ability to live in the growth mindset. And it depends on your response to the command within yourself, the everlasting voice that is constantly urging you, Lech Lecha. Thank you very much, and Shavua Tov.